Be the Change با من بیتا میلانیان. قصه ما مهاجران.
روز یک شنبه و شب یک شنبه شما بخیر. من بیتا میلانیان هستم با برنامه Be the Change روی خط رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN. امیدوارم هر جای دنیا که هستین و صدای منو میشنوین با آرامش، سلامتی و روزهای خوبی رو داریم با تمام سختی‌هایی که ما تمام دنیا داریم همزمان تجربه میکنیم. من میاد الان فکر کنم زر صدای دیگه داشتیم. اوکی برمیگردیم. من امروز یه برنامه مخصوصی داریم با یه نوجوان بسیار عزیز. برنامه به زبان انگلیسی خواهد بود. ایشون لطف کردن که خیلی لحظه آخر من داشت دعوت کردم که با ما امروز باشه. فکر میکنم در این زمانه که داریم بسیار سختی های مختلفی و داریم همه باهاش دست و پنجه گرم میکنیم، به خصوص با بودن مشکلاتی با مثل کرونا ویروس، این دوست عزیز، این نوجوان به نظر من یک شخصی هستش که میتونه به ما همه امید بده که آینده زیبایی خواهد بود با وجود نوجوانای نسل بعدی مثل این شخص که میتونن ما رو به اون راهی ببرن، به اون نور و روشنایی که همه بهش الان محتاج هستیم برسونن. اسم این نوجوان عزیز تبی اتکنز هستش. امروز من خودم اومدم در آفیس شوهرم ستاپ کردم، از طریق تلفن دارم باهاتون صحبت میکنم و تبی عزیز در لیک اروهد کالیفرنیا هست. خوشحالیم که ما تکنولوژی داریم که میتونیم از طریق تکنولوژی با هم این رابطه رو داشته باشیم و در همینجا دوست دارم از تمام مسئولین و تیم رادیو ایران تشکر بکنم، به خصوص زهره جون عزیز که امروز روز یک شنبه اومده و داره این برنامه رو برای ما کارگردانیشو انجام میده. مرسی زهره جون و تمام کسانی که در تمام روابط عمومی در میدیا کار میکنن و خبر رسونی میکنن و همینطور همه کسانی که در راه در کارهای پزشکی دارن کار انجام میدن و زحمت میکشن، نرس ها، دکتر ها و خیلی های دیگه. واقعا از همشون سپاسگزار هستیم. امروز تبه عزیز که میاد روی خط الان تا چند ثانیه دیگه خودش رو معرفی خواهد کرد. برنامه هم تو که اول گفتم به زبان انگلیسی خواهد بود و در آخر برنامه، 10 دقیقه آخر برنامه، یک مدیتیشن با هم خواهیم انجام خواهیم داد که تبه ما رو گاید خواهد کرد که بتونیم همه در این زمان، در این دوره مشکلی که داریم هممون باهاش به قول معروف می جنگیم به نوع خودمون، آرامش داشته باشیم و بتونیم خودمون رو راحت تر با این مسائل روبرو بشیم. Tabay, welcome Hi. To the program. Hi darling, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for making time to be here with us today.
Of course.
Know you're you and your family are in Lake Arrowhead,
yeah.
Staying home safe. And, you know, I'm so honored and so inspired by you. And I just wanted to, you know, introduce you to even a larger, another set of audience who may not have met you previously or know of you. So how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Before anything, I think Tabay Atkins, can you tell us where the origin of your name comes from and what does Tabay mean? Maybe we start from there. And while you're doing that, I'm going to try to connect with you on your Instagram feed.
Okay. Well, my name, Tabay Atkins, is, we're not sure what the word Tabay name, but Tabay is actually my middle name. My full name is Larry Tabay Atkins IV. And I only go by my middle name, Tabay.
Okay.
I've done a lot of research on my name, seeing where it comes from, trying to find out where the name Tabay comes from. I've looked everywhere, and I couldn't find anything yet. I think I heard one thing about it coming from India.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I found was that Tabay is actually the name of a town in Venezuela, spelt the same, sounding the same too, which is really interesting.
Wow. That's so cool. So I'm so happy that, you know, we get to meet people like yourself and your background. And, you know, just tell us, you know, what you do, how old you are, and you being the youngest vegan yoga teacher in the United States. How does that happen? You know, just tell us your little bit about your journey and what inspired you to be where you are today.
I would love to share that. So I'm 14 years old right now. When I first got into yoga, I was 6 years old because my mom was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And she was so weak and broken down from the chemotherapy that she couldn't even walk on her own. She was very weak, and she couldn't, because of the chemotherapy, it was super intense. And I was only 6 years old at the time. And when my mom beat cancer and was only 2 weeks cancer-free, she got into yoga for the first time, because before that, we'd never heard of yoga before. And she was doing yoga for about 2.5 months. And I noticed that during that 2.5 months of her practicing yoga, she was healing from all the effects of chemotherapy and cancer. She was able to walk on her own again. She was happier and healthier than even before she had cancer. And I was 6 years old, almost 7 at the time. And I noticed that because I was with her the whole time she was practicing yoga. And I told her that I wanted to teach yoga so I could help others heal the way yoga helped heal her.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. And I've
Thank
met
you.
Your beautiful mother, Sahil June, and your Baba June, your grandpa, and your entire family is such an inspiration, and your
Thank
way
you.
Of life and being, you know, I think you're definitely not only teaching the practice of yoga, but also the practice of living a Zen balanced life. And each of you are exemplary of that. So, how about your Iranian side? So how much of your Persian language skills can you share with us today? And I know how proud you are, but I want to hear from you and what makes you so excited about learning about your Persian roots and what do you guys do? And I know you guys do a lot of cool things at home in Persian with Baba June and Maman June.
So I did a DNA test, and I found out that I'm 42% Persian. And but I've been speaking Farsi, not fluently, but I've been speaking some of the words in Farsi since I was a baby. I'm in Farsi, I'm on like Farsi level first grade right now, and I can read Farsi, I can write Farsi, I can speak it a little bit, and I can even play like the Persian wedding song on the piano. And
what is that? Which Persian wedding song is that?
It's It goes.
Can you hum it for us?
Beautiful.
Love it. That's so awesome. You know, it's so wonderful. You know, we all can really connect with our roots, and you know, they teach us so much, don't they? You know, knowing about your history and your origins.
And it's really interesting too, because I've always loved the culture, loved the food, loved making the Persian food, eating the Persian food. I can even sing the Persian national anthem too.
Wow. Maybe we, you know, do that before we go into commercial. You can sing that for us before we go into commercial in a few minutes. Yeah. Speaking of cooking, you're also a vegan chef, and you're the face of, and you're the face of, you know, among the younger group that Kashi, the brand, is promoting, you know, healthy eating among the younger generations. You're, you know, one of those beautiful faces that represents the next generation of, you know, humans in this world. And what it means to eat healthy and how important this. So tell us a little bit about your cooking and, you know, your inspiration to become vegan.
So my mom is a chef. She's been cooking since, she went to Le Cordon Bleu Culinary School about 20 years ago. And I've been helping her cook in the kitchen since I was 3 years old. And I started cooking myself at age 5. And I've been making food ever since then. She's been teaching me all she knows, making Persian food, making all types of food. And actually, it wasn't until we were thinking about going vegan in 2017, but we didn't actually make the jump yet. And it wasn't until August 31st, 2017, that I became vegan after eating a pasta with chicken and a cheese platter that made me feel really sick to my stomach. And then I decided to go vegan. And the next morning, my mom and I watched the documentary, What the Health. And
yeah, I know about that documentary, yeah.
It really, that's what made her be vegan. So we've been vegan since then and sharing veganism with everyone and learning ever since then.
Beautiful. So what is your specialty? Like, what would you say is your favorite dish to make? Because, you know, I'm a foodie myself, you know, with my little kitchen. So what kind of food would you say you like the best to make?
My favorite food is lumbia pollo. I usually have the ground meat in it. That's how we've been making it. But since we became vegan, we made our own ground meat out of mushrooms, walnuts, and cauliflower. And it tastes so amazing. My other favorite food is cotlet. We actually made some yesterday.
We made it with our own ground meat.
Vegan cotlet, yes. Everything that I make is vegan. And the vegan cotlet, it was so delicious. It was the best cotlet I've ever had.
Nice.
We used the potatoes, and then we put our own ground meat in it.
Beautiful.
And it tastes delicious.
Nice. I know. I explore a lot with different ingredients in making Persian vegan dishes. So it really, you know, is interesting how people, you know, think they must have some sort of meat, you know, animal product, and you really don't. And you can get so much nutrition from so many other plant-based, items that are out there. How can people find out about your yoga teachings, and how does that work? And, you know, being that you travel so much and are, you know, not always necessarily in one place, how can people practice yoga together with you and learn from you?
Well, my mom owns a yoga studio in Orange County, California, and I teach my donation-based yoga classes there. And another thing is, every class that I've taught, all my donation group classes, private sessions, appearances, everything, all the money I've made from everything that I've done, I've given 100% of it directly to people who have cancer, and also two organizations. One is SavingSophie.org. And the other one is the Jesse Reese Foundation. And the reason I chose those two organizations is because they give the money directly to the patients and the families.
Beautiful.
So I teach at my mom's yoga studio. I get hosted to teach all over the world at resorts, schools, yoga studios. And I also teach private sessions at people's houses. And
beautiful.
I also have a website, it's tabeatkins.com, where I teach yoga classes for all ages, kids' classes, adult classes, teen classes, meditations, breathing exercises, and I also do vegan cooking recipes on my website. So I have videos of teaching how to make vegan food from all over the world, like Persian food, Italian food, Mexican food, and whatever food, if you think of it, I make it.
Nice. And you also were featured recently on a cover of a yoga magazine. Which magazine was that again?
I'm on the cover of the Yoga Journal magazine for the March and April edition. And I'm on the cover of the Yoga Journal magazine for this month and next month. And I'm featured in Vegan Health and Fitness magazine.
Beautiful. I mean, for a 14-year-old, you have accomplished so much that
many
people, you know, can only dream of in a lifetime. And on top of it all, you also have graduated high school. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, how does that work?
And
by the way, I'm going to send a request to your mom, who's live right now, to bring me on live. So.
Okay. I was in public school up until the first semester of middle school, sixth grade, and then starting the second semester of sixth grade, I decided to switch to homeschooling, because that was when I started to teach my classes and get hosted everywhere, and I was so busy and I had to keep up with so much independent study that it just made sense to do homeschooling instead, and I was. I started homeschool the second semester of sixth grade, and I wanted to graduate as early as possible because I wanted to be able to focus more on my career.
Mm-hmm.
And so in one school year, I would do two school years. I was going double the speed, doing an entire school year in one semester. And then my goal was to finish before August of this year, 2020, and then before my birthday. And also, but then I changed it to before New Year's of 2020, and then before Christmas of 2019, and I finished the day before Thanksgiving of 2019.
Wow. And why did you want to graduate early? What was the inspiration behind doing that? I mean, some people might say, you know, for a 14-year-old, you should experience, you know, life as a teenager and go through, you know, that all that process. I mean, I know you're pretty special, and you definitely are a different caliber of, you know, persons. But like, why would you want to do that? Like, what was the, you know? Do you feel like you're missing out on some of the stuff that other kids are doing around your age, or do you feel okay?
I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything because most people are don't want to switch to homeschool because of the social aspect. But mm-hmm. my mom owns a kids yoga studio, and I'm around kids all the time, so mm-hmm. that we weren't worried about that. And mm-hmm. But it was about we didn't think that I would be learning as much as I would be in public school. But mm-hmm. actually, I was learning a lot more. It was a lot more challenging, but I enjoyed the challenge. In public school, usually you have to wait. You have to learn everything at the same pace as everyone else. So if some of the students in the class don't understand something, you have to wait for everyone to understand and then move on to the next subject. But in homeschool, mm-hmm. you can go at your own pace. You can do as many lessons as you want in any amount of time. So whenever I knew I had to be somewhere, like filming or an appearance or traveling, I would get I'd get extra done before that, so I'd remain ahead while I was away. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wanted to go so fast is because I wanted to be able to be finished and then have more time to focus on my career.
Beautiful. So I know everybody talks about work-life balance. Obviously, your type of work is, you know, it's a way of being balanced in a way. So, but do you find yourself in certain times where you feel like, you know, my God, I'm getting overwhelmed? How do you deal with that? Because I think, you know, and I want you to kind of address the whole, you know, thinking, you know, in a more zen mode and how you can, you know, your experience as a 14-year-old who has done so much. It would be great if you can give us some tips on how to, you know, especially during these challenging times that the world is facing, what would be your recommendation or tips that you can share with our listeners and our viewers here on Instagram?
Well, I would recommend for people to stay calm, like meditation is great. Doing yoga, breathing, meditation, it all helps relieve stress, and especially during difficult times like this, it's good to stay as stress-free as possible. And also, healthy eating is very important because we have to eat as healthy as we can, eat healthy foods, preventative foods, so that we stay healthy and safe during these times. And also, our thoughts are very important, so we should always think positive. Because like if you might notice if you're ever nervous, you always feel like butterflies in your stomach or something like that. So it's obviously being nervous is affecting digestion. So that's one example of how our thoughts affect the way our body works. So if we're thinking positive, it will help us stay healthy. It will help us stay healthy, happy, and it's very important to think positive during times like this.
I know it's difficult. So hopefully when we come back towards the end of the program, you'll guide us through a meditation and, you know, we'll kind of learn some tips from you in that process. I'm sure they'll be very valuable to the listeners. For those of you who are just joining us on air together with the amazing Tabea Atkins, who's the youngest vegan yoga teacher in the U.S., and he is in Lake Arrowhead, California right now at his home. And I'm in Los Angeles, suburbs of Los Angeles, coming to you virtually via phone lines since we can't be in the studio at KRM Studios. And we're also live on Instagram if you guys want to see us. So I think in a couple of minutes we're going to go into commercial, and then we come back, and then we'll continue speaking about how, you know, some of the work that you're doing is impacting the world. And let's talk a little bit more about you giving back to the different charities and the organizations, and also once again how people can take advantage of your classes in online and other places. And of course, everybody should follow you at tabeatkins.com as well as on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm so inspired by you every day following you. So
thank you.
That's Zorijan, if you want, we can go into commercials now and then we come back in a few minutes.
Los Angeles.
Be the change با من بیتا میلانیان. قصه ما مهاجران.
با سلام دوباره به تمام شنوندگان 670 AM KIRN رادیو ایران، من بیتا میلانیان هستم. این برنامه Be the Change هست. امروز یک مهمان بسیار عزیزی داریم که در قسمت اول برنامه باهاش صحبت میکردم، الان دوباره برمیگردیم با ایشون صحبت میکنیم. برنامه به زبان انگلیسی هستش. اسم ایشون هست تبه اتکنز، جوانترین ویگن یوگا مستر هستن و آخر این برنامه برای ما یک مدیتیشن انجام خواهند داد که به ما یاد خواهند داد چطوری با هم مدیتیت بکنیم، به خصوص که در این روزای مشکلی که داریم هممون باهاش دست پنجره میکنیم. و امیدوارم که هر کی داره از هر جای گوشه دنیا داره به این برنامه گوش میکنه سالم باشه و هیچ مشکلی نداشته باشه. میدونم که سخت هست که بگیم هیچ کس هیچ مشکلی نداره، ولی خب با مثبت بودن و اون تولزایی که هست که توی برای ما هست، مثل یوگا، مثل فکر مثبت کردن، میتونیم شاید راحت‌تر با این مسائل بجنگیم. تبه جون، welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, you know, you being half Iranian and, you know, 40% being Persian, having done your genetic test and having so much passion for your Iranian roots, you have a special surprise for us among many things that you've already shared with us. And that is the ability to sing the Iranian national anthem. So I want to ask everybody who's listening to stand up out of respect to this special moment. And we're going to listen to Tabe sing the national anthem for us as a young man who was born in the U.S., who's never been to Iran, probably, right?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. You will soon. So please go
Inshallah.
Ahead.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ey Iran, ey marz podohar, ey khakat sar cheshmiye honar, dur az to andisheye beran, پایان دیمانی تو جاوران. ای دشمن تو سنگ کار این من آهنم، جان من فرار خاک پاک می کنم، مر تو شاد پیشارم، دور از تو نیست اندیشارم، بر راه تو که ارزشی داره ایران من، پایان دیبار خاک ایران من.
Thank you so much. I can't help but my tears. thank you so much, Tabe Jun.
Oh
my God, we're all crying. And I send this to everybody in Iran and all Iranians around the world, especially our Iranian friends who are challenged more so with the COVID-19 pandemic. So thank you so much. I'm sure this special, you know, tribute to our country will feel really special to them. So thank you for that, Tabe Jun.
Of course, I'm honored okay. to be here right now.
Thank you. So, you know, let's continue on talking about the importance of having a balanced mind and, you know, just, you know, tell us a little bit more how you do that. If, you know, you shared with us earlier how, you know, the yoga practice, you know, and being vegan and thinking positively as an inspiration from your mom's challenges with cancer, and, you know, me having met your mom and how strong she is and how gorgeous she is and how lively she is. I can see how being a yogi and being a vegan has really helped her. And, you know, obviously your inspiration to, you know, carry this torch of many other masters. So give us a little bit, you know, just take it away. You know, I'm speechless with you, so just take it away.
So I think it's very important to have a balanced mind and to be calm, and especially during times like this where it feels like things right now is happening so bad. But it's always good to stay calm, to stay mindful and peaceful. And I love to meditate and have a morning yoga practice. And every morning, my mom, Adrian, and I, we go through all the things that we're grateful for. And we're always, every morning, saying what we're grateful for. We're always grateful for our breath, that we're alive and we're healthy. It's very important to stay, to be grateful and to realize all the things that there are to be grateful for. And I think yoga practice and meditation is very important to help ground you, and it's good to help calm people down, especially right now. And also,
how often do you think we should practice, you know, yoga and meditation? You know, people, you know, talk about, I mean, is it something, you know, can you overdo meditation? I mean, how does it work? You know, some, you know, most of us, you know, including myself, you know, I try to meditate, but, you know, life gets so busy and hectic, you know, as, you know, especially grown-ups, we tend to get overwhelmed with all the problems and stay more focused on the challenges instead of kind of taking a moment. You know, I'm guilty as charged, you know. I think I'm a spiritual person, but I don't invest enough time in my, you know, spirit, you know, in my Zen mode, you know, that I need to have more than ever. So how often should we meditate?
People should meditate as long as they feel comfortable. Like, usually start with like 1 to 5 minutes, and then after practicing for like a few days, gradually go up like from 5 minutes to 10 minutes or to 20 minutes, however long that you would like to sit down and meditate, or however you're comfortable. And a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm too busy to meditate, or I don't have time. So I think those people are the people that need it the most. If you're too busy to meditate for 5 minutes, then you should meditate for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. What do you have to say to people that say yoga is not for me, or yoga is for older people, or yoga is for younger people? And we all know that yoga knows no age. So how do you, you know, convert people who are not believers in the practice of yoga?
Well, like you said, yoga knows no age. Yoga's for everyone, any age, there's no judgment in yoga. It's accepting yourself, accepting the current situations, and going at your own pace. Not doing doing yoga isn't just about the poses. It's about calming yourself, your mind. It's about the mind and body connection, and becoming more mindful. And a lot of people, they say, "Oh, well, I'm not flexible enough to do yoga." And I say, it's like saying you're too dirty to take a bath. It just says that yoga, if you're too flexible to do, you're not flexible enough to do yoga, then you need it more, because yoga helps you become more flexible. Because when my mom, when she beat cancer and got to yoga for the first time, she couldn't even bend her knees, she couldn't walk, and she not just got into yoga, like yoga classes, she started a 200-hour teacher training right 1 week out, 2 weeks after doing intensive chemotherapy, and she was bald, no eyelashes, no eyebrows, very weak, very sad because of all the effects of chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And just seeing how she, after beating cancer just for 2 weeks before, got into 200-hour yoga training without ever doing yoga ever before that, it just shows you that anyone can do yoga.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to send a special shout-out to your mom and yourself for bravely sharing your cancer journey and inspiring others to fight through it. That, you know, you guys are exemplary. Not, you know, cancer, just like any other illness, you know, it doesn't just impact the individual, but also everybody who's around you, and how you come together to fight through it, to overcome it and become stronger for it. And you and your mom and your family are a great example of it. So thank you all for, being so open about it. Not to, you know, to break all the taboos that are, you know, especially in our community, we've had, you know, to be able to teach us, you know, how to fight, you know, challenges, which is what the global community today is fighting, you know, with COVID-19 pandemic. And that's why, you know, it's so important for us to self-care these days more than ever before. You know, I personally started cooking and being more focused about what I put into my body after many, many years of travel for work and being always stressed and eating out. And, you know, finally I realized if I'm not well, if I'm not taking care of myself, especially what I put into my body, I'm not going to function. I will break down. So, again, thank you so much, Tabea June. Again, I'm talking with Tabea Atkins. He's in Lake Arrowhead right now at his family home, and I'm in Los Angeles remotely. We're doing this show on 670 AM KIR and Radio Iran via phone. And I want to give a thanks again to the entire Radio Iran staff who are working, endlessly to make sure that we have programming on air. So special thanks to Zohra Jun today at the studio, who's brought us online here today. And with that, I think, are you ready to guide us through the meditation now?
I'm more than ready.
Okay, so everyone, for those of you who are on Facebook, you can go to my Instagram feed or Tabea's Instagram feed. And those of you who are on just listening to us on air, let's listen to Tabea's words and close our eyes. And I'm going to leave him with the rest of this because he's the master. Go ahead, Tabea June.
Thank you. So I would like to ask our listeners to just take a few moments to get in a comfortable position, whatever that is for you, whether it's sitting in a comfortable seated position or sitting on a couch or lying down, whatever is comfortable for you. Now let's start by either placing your hands on your legs or join me in placing your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your belly. Now close your eyes and start to bring attention to your breath. Breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. Let's take a few deep breaths here together and paying attention to the rise of your belly on your inhale and the lowering of your belly on your exhale. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Two more times. Notice any and all sensations you feel in your body at this time. Notice any and all sensations you feel in your mind. Remember to stay connected to your breath during this meditation. Notice the quality of your breaths. If you're breathing fast, if you're breathing slow, if your breaths are deep, or if your breaths are shallow. Notice what it is feeling like for you to be in this moment, to be in this time. Notice if you're feeling any tension in your body, any tightness, any uncomfortableness. Just notice and accept those feelings. Keep your awareness on those thoughts, feelings, and sensations. Acknowledge and embrace these feelings. Acknowledge the feelings of uncertainty. Acknowledge the feelings of being scared. Acknowledge the feeling of worry. Acknowledge the feeling of anxiety. Acknowledge the feeling of helplessness. Sit here with your eyes closed. Sit here with your hands placed on your heart and your belly. Sit here with these feelings that may be coming and going. Take a minute to sit here with these feelings. Don't fight them and don't push them away. Just accept them. Know that we have accepted and embraced these thoughts. Let's replace them with positive thoughts, with hopeful thoughts, with healing thoughts, with encouraging thoughts. With every breath moving forward, switch the negative thoughts and feelings with positive healing thoughts. Now say this to yourself as we breathe together. I am safe. I am certain.
I am certain.
I am hopeful.
I am hopeful.
I am protected.
I am protected.
I am happy.
I am happy.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
I am thankful.
I am thankful.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am peace.
I am peace.
I am connected.
I am connected.
I am breathing, therefore I am alive.
I'm breathing, therefore I'm alive. Thank you so much, Tabejun.
There's still a little bit more.
Okay, we have one more minute in the program.
Keep your eyes closed, but let's start to bring awareness back into our breath. Take a few breaths here. And then open your eyes once you're ready. In this time of uncertainty and the unknowing of how long this will last, it's important that we remember that this too shall pass and it will get better. We will become stronger as one and as a community. We will become more aware, and all while we are dealing with this, needing to be in our homes, be grateful for the fact that our planet is taking this time for itself to heal. For the technology, we have to stay connected with each other and our friends and our family. Let's ensure all humankind all over the world, especially our fatherland Iran, in this uncertain and difficult time, to know that they are in our hearts, our thoughts, and our prayers at this time and at all times. Now I'd like to end by bringing our hands together and bring it to your forehead and repeat after me. Think good thoughts.
Think. Okay.
Bring it to your mouth. Speak kind words. Lower it to your heart. Feel love. Be love. And give love. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Tabejun. This was so powerful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your presence and your inspiration will touch everybody's hearts and soul, no doubt.
Thank you.
And we're grateful for humans like yourself in this world who are the change makers, who are the change, and who will guide us through this world to the next one. Thank you so much again.
I hope this helps everyone.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Zorejun.
Thank you so much for having me. Khodafez.
Should set off all the AM Los Angeles.